Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Even before Missouri brought back film and television tax credits, visual storytellers and creatives were busy breathing life into the region's TV and film industry. Indie productions lead to attention from larger production companies and more money in our local economy. But they also add to the civic identity of a place as well. The 34th annual Whitaker St. Louis International Film Festival, also known as SLIFF, is hosted by Cinema St. Louis, and it features several locally produced films alongside work with worldwide acclaim. One such film is the narrative short Keeneland, written, directed, and produced by St. Louis native Cami Thomas. And she joins us in studio today. Cami, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
So Cami, you started writing this short film, Keeneland, some years ago. I believe it was starting in 2021. Can you give us a quick rundown of what the film is about?
Absolutely. So yes, that's correct. I wrote the film summer of 2021, which feels like a million years ago. But it's a film really about love, but not love necessarily in the way you might think if you think of a typical love story or a movie. It follows a group of friends, a group of artists in St. Louis as they prepare for a really important art showcase. But the only thing on the protagonist's mind, Kaya, being the protagonist, is preparing for an inevitable run-in with her ex-girlfriend. So much of the movie is just kind of following the mental and emotional preparation of that potential run-in.
So, of course, we must ask, was the plot inspired by something from your own life or maybe what you were seeing around you?
100%. Yeah. Okay. I wrote it very much with personal experience in mind. You know, but since it's been so long, I see now that a lot of the themes within are actually just universal. So although I wrote it sort of about a specific situation, now that some years has gone by, I see that it's, you know, it's really about love in general, you know, because a lot of these themes I've encountered at various parts of my life, even beyond writing this.
Mm-hmm. One of the many things that I noticed, Cami, about your film is that a vast majority of the cast and crew are from or based in St. Louis. So when it was the time to think about cast and crew, did you intentionally stick with local talent? Or did it just happen that way because of where you were?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I think, you know, to make it easier, I wanted to make the film in my hometown, where I already had connections and, you know, the gear and the people that I could count on and turn to make this happen. So by necessity, St. Louis was the first option. From there, you know, I truly think that St. Louis, we have the talent here. We have the skill here. We have the locations. We have the fervor and the work ethic. We have everything that it takes to pull off creating a movie. So, you know, I didn't need to go anywhere else to make this happen. But it was important for me to make sure, you know, to have as much St. Louis representation as possible in every single role. Crew and cast is St. Louis, aside from the colorist. He lives in Brooklyn, but Okay. Maybe one of these days we'll get him here. But everyone else is St. Louis to the core.
Any connections to St. Louis?
Just me. I'm his connection
okay.
to St. Louis.
Look, all it does, it only takes one person, right? Whether it's somebody in Brooklyn or someone in France.
Agreed.
So this is the perfect time to introduce one of the locally rooted folks who worked on your film, and that's the editor of the film, Jazzy Kettenacker.
Oh, wow. You pronounced that well.
Oh, great. Well, Jazzy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How did you and Cami come to work with one another for Keeneland?
It was actually because of the composer of this film, Mastermind. He is great friends with Cami. I knew him because he shot a music video, and the company I work for, Bruton Strobe Outpost, edited his music video. So we knew of each other. We were following each other on Instagram, and I think he recommended me to you, Cami, because you needed an editor. And then we were working on a a separate project called Summer in St. Louis, which is kind of like a poetic 2-minute short that Cami first directed before Keeneland. And then she just added me to this project for Keeneland as well.
Mm-hmm. When Cami came to you, Jazzy, to ask you to join the team for this narrative short, what was your first reaction?
I was excited. I mean, she does amazing work. I love her style, her vibe, her just the way that she writes is very poetic. The way that she brings everyone together, it's just very homey, very St. Louis. So I was very excited to work on this project.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have many household names in your client list, Jazzy, that includes Netflix, Disney, and Major League Soccer via our very own City SC. Is there anything especially or notably different in working on indie films like Keeneland versus work with, you know, these, as we said, household name, like high profile clients?
And I love all. I love big and indie. But what I especially love about indie is that more direct connection. So with a bigger client, you'll have several people that you'll have to cater to their vision. A lot of people have to have their say on a creative, on your finished product. But with an indie project, you have a direct connection with the director. I can just easily text her and like, hey, what do you think about this? I can send her a quick, you know, scene and just get her input quickly. So, and it's cool as well that we can, you know, go for drinks or, you know, dinner afterwards after working together and just kind of like throw some ideas back, you know, back and forth. So it's, I really love that direct connection with her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Keeneland has St. Louis everywhere. You just mentioned going somewhere for drinks or getting something
yes.
to eat. And this is very apropos. And last month, we had a conversation with John O'Leary, and he was talking with us about his feature-length biopic, Soul on Fire. And John had shared how the director made him realize that St. Louis was not merely a setting for the film, but a central character in and of itself. Let's take a listen to a scene from Keeneland where Kaya, the protagonist, and Dino are talking about their hometown. And I think this is an example of the way setting is a character. And a quick note here, you'll hear police sirens in the background of this dialogue.
I don't know. I forgot that tonight was gonna be a full moon. You know how it gets out here when it's a full moon. I saw a study on that, low-key.
Yeah, Gino, it's full moon or not, it really is okay.
You ever wanna just, I don't know, go somewhere?
Like where?
I don't know, somewhere where we don't recognize the police helicopter patterns and everyone we know feels like they're gonna be around for a million years.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there are full moons everywhere.
Fair.
I'll do you the favor of not howling along with you. Now, if I recall correctly, it's never said outright in the film, Cami, we are in St. Louis. How does St. Louis show up as a character in Keeneland?
That's a really great question. And I can't promise that I won't howl by the end of this call. But, you know, I think that St. Louis makes itself known in this film the same way that it makes itself known just as I'm living in St. Louis. Even when you're soaked into the dialogue or maybe the visuals of the film, there will be something that emerges, you know, particularly in the scene, not to give a spoiler, but, you know, sometimes some of the rougher parts of living here, right? Or the dangerous aspects of living here, or just the grittiness, the realness just emerges in front of you So even if you're in your own world or you're thinking about heartbreak or whatever, something will happen. A police helicopter will be above you, or, you know, in my studio, for example, I'll be working in creative mode and then there's like a car chase outside, or, you know, you know, when I was living on the South Side, I would wake up and just smell the hops from the brewery nearby, you know, and I would just smell that in the air and I'm like, oh, I'm in St. Louis right now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in the film, no, I never mentioned, hey, we're in St. Louis, everybody. But when you're watching, if you're from here, a lot of the B-roll is St. Louis. And I think the way that we talk throughout some of the conversations that we have will feel very familiar for people who are familiar with St. Louis. And if you're not familiar with St. Louis, it'll give it that little, that extra touch, you know, where people who don't know who we are personality-wise will get to know us a little bit through this film.
Mm-hmm. The personality we are speaking with right now is St. Louis native Cammie Thomas. She's the writer and director and a starring actor in a short film called Keeneland. And we're also speaking with the film's editor, Jazzy Kettenacker. Jazzy, as you were watching the film and doing the editing, what were you feeling about St. Louis as someone looking at it in that way?
It felt like home for me. I grew up in the same neighborhood, South St. Louis. So I'm like, oh, I know that street. I know, like, the music even sounds St. Louis, like Mastermind.
It does.
Like, it's
yeah.
So him, and he is South St. Louis. So I was just like, oh, finally, I feel seen, mm-hmm. basically, yeah.
There have always been filmmakers from or in the St. Louis region, but often the fact is that creative talent gets lost to the coasts, Los Angeles or New York, and even Atlanta. What is it that has kept you both in St. Louis? Let's start with you, Jazzy.
I've actually moved around. I went to school in Virginia. I moved back to St. Louis, and I lived in Florida for a few years, and then I moved back to St. Louis, and I've been here for the last 4 years. And in order for me to really appreciate St. Louis, I think I had to get away. So it made me appreciate, like, I'm familiar with the areas. I'm familiar with the restaurants. I know just, like, everything is just so familiar. And I couldn't do that without, like, leaving.
Mm-hmm. That's a little bit part of your story, too, Cammie.
Very much so.
Yeah.
I think leaving helped me understand how special St. Louis is. I think when you grow up around something, it's, you know, you might take it for granted a little bit. And I think that I definitely did. I took that familiarity for granted. But, you know, I've lived in New Orleans and Chicago, in L.A., done some work in Berlin. You know, I've kind of been out and about. But, man, I don't know what it is, if it's something in the water, if there's like a magnet within me that is also in the Mississippi River or something, but something always brings me back here. And I think I am my best self when I'm creating in St. Louis and with other St. Louisans. And I think I make my best work here. So mm-hmm. there's really nowhere else I'd rather be making things.
Is there anything about the way people have responded to this film, and this is a question for each of you, that highlights what you've been saying about being drawn back, about the magnetism of STL?
I think so. We and Jazzy, we were there together, but excuse me, we premiered this film in New York at the Queer Voices NYC Film Festival, and it won Jury's Choice mm-hmm. at that film festival. And being in the audience amongst people who were not from St. Louis, we were the yeah. only St. Louisans, like us and our friends, hearing them laugh and react and in awe and ooh and no,
at
girl,
the right moment.
At the right moments,
yes.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
That was so much fun, and seeing people react to our city and the little nuances and the little kind of humor moments that are very much St. Louis that they might not know that that's what it is. It made me feel seen. It made it feel like a win for the city, not mm-hmm. just for me, not just even for my crew, but seeing people get to know St. Louis. And I would say if someone watches this and they fall in love with the film, then they are also falling in love with St. Louis, whether they know that that's what they're doing or not.
Mm-hmm. Was there a particular laugh moment at the right time that stands out to you, Jazzy?
I think in the car scene at the very end, you had your friend, like, you know, interrupt the moment between the two leads. I don't want to give spoilers away, but there's, you know, the whole film's leading up to these two people meeting and they run into each other in a car. And you have the Uber driver, just kind of break up that moment. And I think, you know, because he's pretty well known.
Yeah, Ryan Esco.
Yeah, he's known in St. Louis. But even his comedic timing, people were reacting to that. So, yeah, it was kind of
that was
like,
hilarious. People couldn't even hear the lines that came after that
because
they were laughing so much, which really surprised me. That was really cool.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that bit of relatability, especially if you're relatively young and at a particular stage in your life, living in a city, but that element of it's being St. Louis, both distinct and relatable, that's great.
Yeah.
So is that meeting in the Uber like the opposite of a meet cute? Like not so cute?
You know, I will let the audience decide. It's a meet awkward, maybe.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And I will say that question came from our producer, Maya Norfleet.
That's good. I like that.
I'm not going to take cool points for things that are not rightly mine. Now, in 2023, Missouri reinstated a tax credit to support film and television production in the state, and a base tax credit of 20% with additional credits was up for grabs based on the location of the film shoots, hiring of local residents and talent also. And John O'Leary's film that we discussed earlier was the first feature-length film to be awarded tax credits after that reinstatement. Now, Keeneland was produced before tax credits were reinstated, but how much of a difference does it make to have these kinds of opportunities for filmmaking in Missouri, Cami?
Yeah, I mean, boy, I would have saved some money, potentially, if I had waited. But, you know, I think that St. Louis is through and through, by definition, a film city. This is a city made for making films, from the setting to the people here to just something, whatever's in the air. Films need to be made here, and I think that this tax incentive will give people even more of a reason to go ahead and hunker down and try it out here. And I think people will maybe be pleasantly surprised with the really, really great art that can be birthed out of St. Louis that will be distinct and unique from making it in Atlanta or in LA or in New York or anything like that. It's very much fertile ground here still. There's things to try. There's things to mess up on and to succeed at, you know, so all of that is very, very new, which that type of energy is paramount for making good art. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's great.
Is there anything you want to add to that?
Yeah. Johnson? Well, I work for a production company and their post house. So Bruton Strobe Studios is the production company. And then I work for Outpost, and we see like an uptick already of film that are being produced here in St. Louis, mm-hmm. and running through our post-production. So right now I'm working on a doc series that qualifies for the tax credit. And then we have another director in our production company who's directing a project, and we're editing as well. So it's cool to see this uptick in all around the city and seeing more people, you know, get jobs, get work in this industry.
Between the two of you, you've worked for Puma, MasterCard, North Face, Harley Davidson. These are just a few. So with regard to contracted, that is, production work, these are clients both national and local. What does St. Louis's talent, sort of as a collective, stand to gain compared to larger markets like those on the coast because of these incentives?
I mean, I think it's just, I feel like if people see, these bigger companies see how these indie filmmakers are coming here in St. Louis and doing great work, like there's still indie projects. It takes like millions of dollars to make a movie. If you see what we're doing with just less of that, hopefully it inspires people to see like, hey, you don't need to go to New York. You don't need to go to LA to come and, you know, make a film. You can stay here in St. Louis. So hopefully that inspires people to stay here or even, you know, come here if you haven't heard. So I am just excited. I'm really excited about the future 5 years from now, just to see, hopefully this could be like a a film hub of the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keeneland is screening at this year's St. Louis International Film Festival, known as SLIFF, this Friday, November 7th. The screening is sold out, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Share what it is that, you know, events and festivals like SLIFF do for pushing filmmaking and the creative ecosystem in the region, Cami.
Absolutely. That's a great question. I think a lot of other art forms you can experience in different ways. Music, for example, you can listen to in the car, you can go to a concert, you can, there's more places to experience the music, right? And same with visual art. You can go see it, buy it, hang it up. With film, really the only way to experience it is watching it in a theater setting, ideally. And I think the opportunity to get off of social media and not have to see something on a tiny little screen on your hand, but actually get to come together with other people who also love film and laugh together and gasp in the theater together and then see that you're not the only film lover in the city, I think is very, very important. And I think that's important for the people who live here and work here. But it's also important for the folks who are coming to town for the festival, because SLIFF is an international film festival. So we have people coming in from all around the world. So I think for those folks to come in and say and see and experience, wow, the folks in St. Louis are really nice. They're creative. And man, the film scene is pretty strong there. We should all go there for more things. Like that's really important for me, because, you know, I've been on the show a few times talking about different things, but the one thing that is consistent is I'm obsessed with this city. I am in love with St. Louis, and I want the best for us. And I think that the best starts with community in a general sense, but also with the film community growing. I think that'll be good for us.
Cami Thomas is a St. Louis native and a writer, director, and also performer and producer. Jazzy Kettenacker is the editor of the film Keeneland, which is the first sort of short film by Cami Thomas. Jazzy and Cami, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The screening for Keeneland is sold out, but there are still tickets for other films, including those produced in St. Louis. CinemaSt.Louis.org is where you go for information.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.